Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome each and every one who'll be watching us today by internet with a wonderful hand of applause in his house. If you are ever in the Fairdale area, which is a suburb of Louisville, Kentucky, we would love to have you to come and to visit us. Our service starts at 11 o'clock. We're going to begin a new series today called Simply Forgiveness. We're going to look at how Jesus forgave us, died for us, so that we can have salvation, that we can have eternal life. And then throughout this series, we're going to take a look at how do I forgive myself? There's a lot of people that walk around with guilt and have not figured out how to do that. We're going to look at that through Scripture. And then finally, we're going to look that once that happens, can I truly forgive someone else? And I believe that you can. If you're ready to travel with us, let us go. Take your Bibles and turn with me to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, or you can look on the screen here with us. Again, we're going to start off this series on salvation. How are you saved? How are you forgiven by Jesus? It says here, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Powerful. Powerful. Bow your heads with me, please. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, Your word is powerful. Father, may it come alive on the page. Come alive on the screen. May we understand just how much Jesus loves us. May we understand salvation. May we understand how important it is to be saved. Father, in this series of forgiveness, may it begin with me. May it begin with this congregation. And may it begin to go around the world as we understand how much forgiveness has saved our lives. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said, look here. Key word in here to start off with is if. The choice is yours. No one is saved automatically. The Bible doesn't say that. It says, if we confess our sins, if we confess our sins, to who? He being Jesus, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Confess means, Jesus, I've sinned. Jesus, I've made a mistake. Jesus, I've made many mistakes. Jesus, You know my sin. You know my mistake. You know my life. Father, forgive me, for I realize my sin, my fault. I confess that to You. Why? Because He will forgive you. Give the Lord a hand of applause in His house. He is faithful and just to forgive us. He's faithful because no matter where you're at, what you're doing, day, night, middle of the day, middle of the night, if you call upon Jesus, He is faithful. He's there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. There is no time limit, or there are no limits to His faithfulness to forgive you. When you confess it, say, I'm sorry. Help me, Lord, to do better. He will do that. He will forgive you. He is faithful and just. Now, when we say just, it's this. There's only one person who can forgive you. And that's someone who can justify you. And that is Jesus. Don't pray to anything else. Don't pray to no man, no woman, no Buddha, no nothing. None of that can save you. None of that can forgive you. There's only one person who can forgive you. That's the one who went to the cross, the one who died on the cross, the one who hung on that cross for 6 hours for you, the one who shed his blood for you because he loved you. And if you believe that, confess that. He came off that cross, a dead man, went to the grave for 3 days. He came back to life. He was resurrected. He was raised from the dead. He became powerful enough to forgive you of your sin, no matter what it is. And he can justify it and make a way for you in the name of Jesus. Give him another hand of applause. Now, this is a process. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, just because I'm saved doesn't mean I'm perfect, nor will I ever be perfect on this side of heaven. It just simply means I'm now a saved sinner. I'm still a sinner. Don't ever forget that. Don't get holier than thou. It doesn't work. Everybody here, including me. Paul said he was the chief of the sinners, which meant he needed to be in line first of all the sins he had committed. It's not about confessing to anyone but Jesus. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand and tell me what all you've done. Lord, I'll look at this crowd. We'd be here for days. Well, the preacher may take 24 hours right there alone. That's not what this is about. You confess it to Jesus. You say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. Father, forgive me. Not only is he going to forgive you, not only is he going to change you, now he's going to cleanse you. And it's a continuing process. Every time that you sin, confess it. And it's like whenever you take a bath, you take a shower. You don't do that once a year, do you? Don't raise your hand. In the heat that we're having now, sometimes Monica has used 52 gallons of water in the last day. She's taken 5 showers. Can you get cleaned enough in this kind of weather? My goodness gracious, no. The only thing I'm going to say about how hot it is, don't compare to hell. We can leave it right there. People in this congregation are fanning all over the place, and we got the air conditioner running. It's been hot in Louisville, Kentucky. I don't know where you're at, but it's been hot. It's been hot. What? Satan, get out of here. Go, 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 go. It's just a wasp. Don't worry about it. It only stings sinners. Get away from me. Get away from me. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 through 18. You know this. Therefore, if, here's the word again, any man be in Christ, means he's accepted Christ. He is what? A new creature. The old things are passed away. Passed away means forgiven. Behold, all things are become new. New means cleansing. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you are a new man, you are a new woman, you are a new child. Doesn't mean you're not going to sin again. Doesn't mean that you're perfect. It just means that you have accepted Jesus Christ and he has forgiven you. You have become a new person on the inside. The outside comes at a later date. But you've changed on the inside. Your heart's changed. Your thoughts have changed. Your temperament's changed. Because now you've been forgiven. And now you are a new creature. None of your looks have changed. Jesus is not worried about your looks. He's worried about your heart, worried about your thinking. All that has become new. Old things are passed away. Simply saying, you've been forgiven. You've been forgiven. You've been forgiven. Behold, all things become new. All things means everything about you is new. You think a little different once you're saved. If you're saved, you act a little different. If you're saved, you talk a little different. If you're saved, you don't worry about things like you used to. If you're saved. Because all of that is in now in the control and the hands of Jesus because you have confessed that Jesus. to Him. And all things are of God, who has reconciled, neat world of saying, forgiven you, reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now next week, I'm going to come back to this verse, and we're going to talk about this ministry. What is this ministry? If you're saved, you have it. And we're going to talk about it because it begins with you first before you can carry it out to others. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. You've been forgiven by Jesus. The only person who can save you is Jesus, period. I don't apologize for that. That's the Bible. That's the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No religion, no man, no woman, no tree, no nothing. Jesus is the only way to heaven. And that will be our mission, our ministry, and our message as long as I'm here. Give Jesus a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry. Let's finish up with this. Therefore, being justified by what? Faith. We have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What's it like once you're saved? Again, you're not perfect, nor is your world perfect. Does it mean that Satan's going to stop coming at you? Does it mean that things are always going to be rosy in your world? You know that's not true. But what it means is you now have the ability to face life and face it with Jesus. And all that I have to face and all that I have to do, I want Jesus beside me every step of the way. And if you don't want that, there's something wrong with you. Therefore, being justified by faith. How do we believe in Jesus Christ? We believe it by faith. I did not see Him on Calvary's cross. I wasn't alive, wasn't even thought of. But I believe it because God's Word says it. I accept it. I believe it by faith. That's how you accept Jesus Christ. That's where salvation begins. That's where forgiveness begins, is when I believe by faith in Jesus Christ. Once we do that, we have peace with God. Peace. Now, a lot of people in this world do not have peace. There's a lot of Christian people that won't claim this promise, and they don't have any peace either. Now, this doesn't mean, of course, that everything in life is going to go wonderful, but you have to understand, folks, peace is the greatest witness that you've got. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. It means when people look at you and see that no matter what kind of trouble you're having, maybe it's with your spouse, maybe it's with your children, maybe it's with your parents, maybe it's with your job, maybe it's with your finances, maybe it's with your church, I don't know. Maybe it's with illness, maybe it's with sickness, I don't know. But whatever you're going through, when you can stand up and say in all faith, to God be the glory, and to those who believe, He will take care of. Because even in death, if you die in Jesus, I promise you, you never look back and you'll never want to be on this planet and this situation again. Because when you die in Jesus, this is where the peace comes in. But while we're living on this world, I do believe even in the hectic world we live in, there's peace to be found if you get on your knees and say, Lord, I need peace, and please, I need it now. My job's hectic. My finances are tough. My children are wild. My spouse is nuts. Did I cover everything? I don't know what I missed. I had a lady tell me that one time. She said, my children are wild. My husband is nuts. I have no money and have no job. How's your day, preacher? Sometimes life seems to look like that, doesn't it? But I truly believe with all of my heart that no matter what you're dealing with or what you're going with, you put your life in the hands of Jesus, He's going to take care of you. You may not have all the money you need. You know, Jesus really didn't have any money to amount to anything. Didn't really have a roof over his head. Didn't have a car. Didn't have a way of transportation. I have no doubt he had colds. He had sores. I know one day he hurt very bad when them nails went in his hands, went in his feet. No matter what kind of day you're having, Jesus has had a day too. But he did it because he loved you. Don't let Satan defeat you. Don't let Satan confuse you. Don't let Satan whip you. There is a God. There is a Jesus. He loves you. He'll be with you. He'll give you grace. He'll give you peace through Jesus Christ. If you believe that, give the Lord a hand of applause in his house. Would you bow your heads with me? Would you stand, please? Oh, Father. Just as our video told us, Father, everybody has worth. We just need a touch of the Master's hand. Father, I pray for everyone in this congregation. I lift them up to you. That, Father, through this day, they will understand that no matter what they've done, Jesus will forgive them. If they'll just confess it, say, Jesus, give me strength. I need you every hour. No matter where you're at, He will come to you, cleanse you, lift you up, wash you off, and say, I forgive you. If you're watching by internet today, God has forgiven me many times. He will forgive you. Confess Him this hour. No matter where you're at or what you're doing, whether it's day, whether it's night, Jesus will forgive you, love you, place you in His care. And all you have to do is invite Him into your life and into your heart. Father, be with this congregation. May we confess to you we love you. In Jesus, most precious and holy of holy names, we pray. As your heads are still bowed and your eyes closed, would you come in the name of Jesus?